Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Tree swallows are declining in numbers nationwide, but here in Juno, efforts are underway to help build back this population of birds. Joining us now to talk about that, Brenda Wright, Program Manager for the Juno Audubon Society. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Shelley. Nice to see you.
You as well. And Jessica Millsaps, who has taken a lot of the wonderful pictures you've seen on our website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, but also works with the Tree Swallow Project. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
You're both here to talk about the Juno Audubon Society's Fall and Winter Lecture Series that begins this Friday. And this week's lecture is on the Society's Tree Swallow Research Project, which you are both involved in. Tell me a little bit about this research project. Brenda, we'll start with you.
Okay, but please remember that it's always the second Thursday of each month, not Friday.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It says Friday here. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's probably my fault. I'm an excellent one of doing things incorrectly. And okay, so it's going to be Zoom this month, and it's because of COVID, of course. But we're looking forward to hopefully next year being able to meet in person again, because it is every second Thursday of the month through October through April. But this particular one has been really interesting. They had a program that started in 2005, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and we're just kind of continuing on and learning more and more each year about how we can help these birds, insect-eating birds, that have been 49% in decline in the last 50 years.
And Jessica, what's your role in the project?
I am mostly just a volunteer, but the last 2 years I have been an intern. I help collect the data.
Which is very important, and I've read a little bit about this project. It involves tromping around and checking and repairing boxes that are out all over the place in some, you know, pretty wild terrain around town. And
Go ahead, Shelley.
Well, I was just going to say that I just heard something about declining bird populations this morning on Here and Now on NPR, and just how it means big impacts on the planet. So how does this project on tree swallows contribute to the global research?
One of the things that we found out a few years ago when they started to notice a heavy decline of insect-eating birds east of the Mississippi, they said that quite possibly we'd be able to supply them, just like we did with bald eagles. Remember that when the bald eagle population crashed? Mm-hmm. They came to Alaska to find some to transplant to the other parts of the country. But when they came to ask us about swallows, everybody goes, yeah, we've got lots of swallows. And they go, but we haven't counted them. So that's when they started to do some really investigative work, especially in the northern part of the state. There's 11 different sites now in the Alaska database, but the ones that have 100 are Fairbanks and places like that. Mm. 100 tree swallow nests, sorry.
Yeah, got it. Well, what's important to you, to both of you, about studying this? Jessica, start with you.
I don't really know.
Do you enjoy going out to look at the to work on the boxes? Is that part of your job as an intern?
Yeah.
And Brenda, what about you? What motivates you to study this, to focus on tree swallows?
Well, if I follow around somebody that's an excellent photographer like Jessica and has excellent ears, I not only get to see more things, but I get to hear more things. And sometimes when I fall in a hole, she picks me up.
Always, has occupational hazard there, right? Well, what will you be presenting in your talk this Thursday?
Yes, this Thursday, and it's going to be on Zoom, and you can find the Zoom link on our webpage or Facebook page. But we're going to talk about the last 3 years, because you can remember that far back, but we were in a three-year drought for a little while, where the sun shone a lot, and there wasn't much rain. Well, it turns out that's really affected not so much the laying of the eggs, but the success of the nests. And so we'd like to kind of talk about that. And then reintroduce folks to these places that a lot of folks seldom visit that are part of the wildlife refuge or also the sealed trust lands and places that you can visit in Juneau where all these wonderful birds live.
And this question is for either of you. Maybe Jessica would like to answer it, but will you have any tips for individuals about how they can help, I guess, preserve the bird populations or slow the decline? Just maybe small things you can do as an individual or as a family, a household?
I hadn't considered it, but I probably could.
What about you, Brenda?
Well, one of the things that almost anybody can do to help stop window strikes, because often you have a single window where the birds see, like they're looking all the way through your house to the other side where there's another window. And if you prevent them from striking that, then we'll not lose quite so many birds every summer.
I know it's a little bit controversial, but I've heard that bird enthusiasts would really like to encourage cat owners to keep their house cats inside the house.
Yes, that's very, very much true. The top 10 things that we're not doing to help the birds is window strikes, outdoor cats, pesticides, sometimes just destruction of habitat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you both for coming on today, and I hope that you have a good turnout for your online talk this Thursday about the Tree Swallow Research Project. And, you know, I, for one, look forward to hearing about how tree swallow populations are just connected in general with the bird populations around the globe. So I appreciate you coming on and giving us a little preview. Is there anything else that you want to share with our audience today?
Well, hopefully, if COVID allows, we're going to actually do a planetarium show next month, and we're going to talk about the birds and the stars.
Oh, neat. That's so great. What about you, Jessica? Do you have anything else you'd like to share today?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I look forward to seeing some more photographs from you because I'm a fan. So thanks so much for being here today, both of you, and good luck with the talk on Thursday.
Thanks so much, Shelley.
Bye-bye. Have a good afternoon.